Hey, it's Sarah Gonzalez in for John Hockenberry today, and this is The Takeaway. The national debate over the advantages our society gives to some and not to others is as old as the country itself. But the word privilege feels like it may be experiencing a little bit of a renaissance. If before, privilege was not as openly acknowledged, these days you might be told to check your privilege and acknowledge unearned advantages that exist in your life, whether they're related to your race, your gender, or your wealth. Here's what you are saying about it. One of you from Mount Crawford, Virginia writes, "Privilege is me looking white with a daughter who is biracial. I'm very conscious of how we may be received differently by the same people."
This is John in Oklahoma City. Privilege is a condition of living free in this great republic. I enjoy it each day, along with the personal responsibility it affords me and requires of me.
This is Jack from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Overall, privilege is defined being white. And there are levels of privilege depending upon how much money you have. But even the poorest white person often has more privilege than most other people of color.
Writer Phoebe Maltz-Bovey says all this awareness around the word privilege has some drawbacks. And she's the author of a new book out this month, The Perils of Privilege: Why Injustice Can't Be Solved by Accusing Others of Advantage. And she spoke to John Hockenberry about rethinking how we use the word and when we claim it.
My book, The Perils of Privilege, is not specifically about one form of privilege. It's about the concept of privilege, which could be white privilege, but it could also be male privilege, wealth, any sort of unearned advantage. And in terms of why it's frustrating, I think one of the reasons is that when you're just told you're privileged, you're not necessarily sure why you're being told this, because it can be a vague term. And I think it's immensely easy to talk in certain respects about privilege because people often like to confess theirs. I think it's easier for a privileged person to say that they're privileged than for a not privileged person to explain that situation.
But you say accusing others of advantage doesn't achieve a solution to the problem of injustice. What is an example of where you see the notion of privilege confusing something or just making a problem?
What I'm focused on really is this, in terms of accusation, is conversations that happen among people, all of whom are equivalently privileged. And those conversations, I don't think, help anybody. And I think they're about sort of posturing and show and being kind of self-righteous and showing that you're the better person and all of that. But in terms of where it can be confusing, I think that privilege, different forms can be kind of mixed up with one another. And I think that the one that comes up a lot is the question of white privilege. If it's used towards somebody who is white but not wealthy, they may hear the word privilege, think that that's referring to wealth. And what they think they're denying is being wealthy. They're not necessarily being willfully oblivious. I think there are people who are being willfully oblivious, but it's sort of case by case.
On the question of white privilege, do whites assume that they're off the hook if they acknowledge that they have privilege or white guilt?
One reason I wrote this book really was that I had seen this phenomenon of white people and also men and also wealthy people, but to just stick with the example of white people, acknowledging their privilege basically as a way of deflecting possible charges of racism. And I guess that's like being performatively woke would be the way that's discussed now. That happens for a variety of reasons. Sometimes I think it's a well-meaning and these days especially very understandable desire to distance oneself from racists. But I think it can also be a way of trying to show that you're one of the good ones. And I think that that's a bit self-serving and not necessarily actually helping anybody. But the privilege approach encourages white people to overshoot the mark and kind of think of people of color almost like a walking representation of all these social issues rather than just as human beings.
You can think and talk and rationalize and say that you're privileged and that you're not racist as much as you want. But if you don't actually move in a world where there are other people and other experiences, you're really not doing much of importance, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think that a big part of privilege accusation taking off now has to do with people living their lives a lot online. And I think if you don't even know who you're talking to, it's very easy to put people into sort of assumed categories that are not even really identity categories, but more just sort of as if people are basically sort of walking social issues. And I think that that's not just day-to-day possible when you're interacting mainly in person.
Historians say that, you know, getting away from the language problems and the question of popular culture, that one of the difficulties in American history is that whites have never been able to really articulate how the consequences of history have resulted in an advantage. And so that when we use this kind of American democracy, everybody's equal construct, that looks just so completely false to African Americans, because you're not acknowledging, you know, what history says. But it's also true that, you know, in this democracy where we're all supposed to be equal, you know, there's no inducement to actually figure out what the privilege mm-hmm. of being white is. And so that's a real problem in our discourse, it seems.
Right. I mean, I think it's good that people are talking about systemic injustice. What I would urge just when talking about these things in the abstract is to talk about it as injustice and not to talk about the absence of injustice as privilege, because I think what that does is suggests that everyone who has anything should have less rather than that those who have less should have more.
Phoebe Maltz-Bovey is the author of the new book, The Perils of Privilege, and she's the sisterhood editor at The Forward.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.